they'd probably go under.
Like, I'm sorry, if they, you were to turn everything over to the corporation.
That's right, see, this village right here is supposed to be corporation land, right? But then our IRA village is still operating everything. We keep roads clean, we maintain the houses, maintain the airfield. If we turn all this stuff over to the corporation, they'd go under.
I see. Well, that's unusual that the IRA is still running the
that's
place.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Tyonic's a unique situation. Like, we own everything over here, and now we got a corporation that's supposed to own everything, but then we don't. Legally, we don't own nothing.
Yeah, the IRA runs the village and operates everything, yes. But the underlying land, the land underneath the whole town, is owned by the corporation. Is that the point?
Yes, more or less. The IRA council right now, from monies that they got back in 65, is still running the village somewhat.
That's oil money they got in 65.
It's tribal money.
Yeah.
It's IRA monies that we're doing this with today. The financial situation for the village itself may not be that good, but we are still doing things on our own. The roads are maintained by the IRA council with IRA monies. The clinic that we have is still run by the IRA council through a grant that we get through IHS. We provide our own security guard. We have two security guards that are 1 week on, 1 week off, that take care of our needs. As far as that's concerned, we have a VPSO we have funded through another grant. What else? But all these things are being taken care of today by the IRA council. You have two different entities that are involved here, and yet there's no communication there.
We've got one entity that's, as far as I'm concerned, is taking a ride. We're riding a horse. We're the horse. We're the moose.
We'll ask if we got any assistance from the state. We don't get any assistance from the state, and we belong to the Kenai Borough, and the Kenai Borough don't even help us maintain our roads. We built our own roads with our own money, and we have a state trooper here that tries to run our roads. I don't know how the state can run our roads, because the state don't help us maintain our roads, or the borough, or nobody. And that's a funny situation to me. I really don't understand it, because the state don't help us maintain our roads and the borough don't help us maintain our roads.
Well,
and
if you belong to the Kenai Borough, what does all that mean? Is it just the fact that on the map you're within the borough, or do you pay taxes to the borough, or do they give you services, or what?
Do they run the school?
We don't
get anything. They run the school, but they don't give us any service of any kind. And we were conned into the Kenai Borough too. And there was only about half a dozen people here in the village when they came over, asked them to vote to join the Kenai Borough. Because all the rest of the people were down in the fish camps fishing, and there was only about half a dozen old people here, conned them into joining the Kenai Borough.
What year was that?
I forgot what year it was.
Well, was it after ANCSA or before ANCSA?
No, it was before. You're here gathering this information. After you get done with it, what do you do with it, and where does it go?
Well, I'm gathering this information for the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People. That is, they're two international Native peoples organizations. And because the Alaskan settlement was a center of international attention back in 1971, a lot of Native people in other countries are interested in what happened. How did it work out? Are you happy with it?
Constitution has provisions to deal with native governments. That's why they have that special relationship. I also have great concerns on the stockholders themselves in ways of lawsuits, divorces, defaults in mortgages or loans. And things of that nature. I could see very soon where there's gonna be, and it's already happening, that people will be suing for debts, and you could lose your stock in that fashion. There'll be people getting divorced from a non-native married to a native person that has stocks. They could claim the stocks. Now you see where death of one spouse and the surviving spouse being a non-native will receive the stocks. And also the death of a child and the non-native parents receiving them. There's so many different ways that a person could acquire stock in a corporation. I don't really feel I have to go on any further about that. It's just there's so many different ways. I'm very pessimistic about the future of the Native people owning their corporation. If it's not diluted by inheritance, it'll be diluted by purchases and lawsuits and so on and so forth. The only way that I could see where we should not, the only way I see a chance of surviving is through the IRA or traditional councils playing a part in the corporation. Now when I say that, I thought about this for quite some time when trying to find the magic answer for all the problems that the corporations are going through or is going to go through. And there has to be, in Tyonek's situation, now there's lots of other villages that are different from Tyonek's, but I'm talking about Tyonek's, and it's where the IRA, we have a perpetual membership in our IRA government. Each child is eligible to become a member once he's born. Like all my kids are members of the tribal government at present. Now if we're to get any kind of participation in the corporation in ways of actually doing good for the people, is that if the IRA government get 51% or more control of the profit corporation. That way all the afterborns and so on and so forth would be eligible to participate in a corporation. We've had a company that, by the way, we recently sold a corporation. We had 58% in it, a state corporation. And